When independence begins to decline, families sometimes respond in ways that unintentionally damage trust, dignity, and relationships. The most common mistake is waiting until a crisis happens before addressing safety issues. A car accident, a fall at home, a wandering episode, a medical emergency. Once a crisis occurs, the conversation becomes urgent and emotionally charged. Instead of calm discussion, families may suddenly try to impose decisions. Crisis-only thinking creates fear on both sides. If you are the parent, you may feel ambushed. You might hear things like, "You can't live alone anymore. We're taking the car away. You're moving next month." Even if safety concerns are legitimate, sudden decisions can feel humiliating and controlling. If you are the adult child, you may feel overwhelmed. You might feel guilty that you waited too long. Fear and stress may push you toward quick solutions instead of thoughtful ones. Another mistake is public humiliation. Correcting a parent sharply in front of others, criticizing their driving, or pointing out mistakes in a harsh tone can damage dignity. For example, statements like, "You're going to kill someone driving like that. You can't manage anything anymore. We have to take over because you're not capable." Even when safety concerns are real, these words can create defensiveness rather than cooperation. Families also fall into the trap of forced decisions without conversation. Adult children sometimes begin making arrangements without including the parent in the process. A parent may suddenly discover that their children have researched housing options, spoken to doctors, or contacted attorneys without them. This can feel like betrayal. Healthy families aim for transparency whenever possible. Instead of control, they pursue collaboration. A better approach might sound like this: "I'm starting to notice that driving at night seems stressful for you. How are you feeling about it?" Or, "I've been thinking about future housing possibilities. Would you ever want to explore options together before it becomes urgent?" These kinds of conversations leave room for dignity. Another common mistake is treating independence as all or nothing. Many transitions happen gradually. A parent may drive during daylight, but not at night. They may remain in their home with safety modifications. They may accept help with finances while still managing other responsibilities. Independence can be adjusted rather than abruptly removed. This is where Ministry Sciences reminds us that aging involves multiple dimensions: physical safety, emotional identity, relational trust, and spiritual meaning. If families move too quickly, they may protect physical safety while damaging relational trust. Ministry leaders, chaplains, and Christian life coaches should be especially careful here. Families sometimes look for a spiritual authority to side with them in these disputes. A wise ministry leader does not take sides, but helps the family slow down and talk. It is also important to remember that this course provides broad Christian wisdom and preparation, not legal or medical advice. When families face serious safety or capacity concerns, qualified professionals such as physicians, elder care specialists, or social workers may be needed. Scripture reminds us to approach one another with humility and patience, with all lowliness and humility, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Ephesians 42:WEB: independence changes are rarely solved in one conversation. They unfold over time. Families who navigate this well usually do three things. They start early, they speak respectfully, they revisit the conversation as circumstances change what not to do. Do not wait for an accident before talking about safety. Do not shame or embarrass a parent in front of others. Do not make secret plans that affect a parent's life. Do not treat independence as a switch that is suddenly turned off. Do not rush decisions because of fear or frustration. Instead, wise families pursue gradual, respectful transitions that protect both safety and dignity.